Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we said over the next 7 weeks, maybe 1 week is gone now, that we are expecting a harvest of testimonies. The last 7 weeks, running from year 11 to year 12, a harvest of testimony. So I'm going to be taking a testimony in every service. All right? So because my faith is there and I believe God. So this morning, I want to quickly take a testimony from Angela. All right.
Okay. Good morning, church. I want to give a testimony about Mystery Money. It started from the third week of the fast. I think that was the week that Pastor Buller was saying she got her mystery money, and she said she wants it to be amazing. She wants to know when she got her mystery money that it was mystery money. And I hadn't really been praying about it because I was thinking about where could it possibly come from, because there was no avenue, and I was like, I'm never going to get it. But when Pastor Buller said it, I thought, no, let me go home. Let me pray about this. And so I prayed pretty much the same prayer. I was like, oh God, I don't want it to be something small. I want it to be something that I know that when it comes, it's going to be mystery money. So I got a phone call. It was PPI claim. So I'm a little bit nervous, sorry. And it was something I did, I think, in 2013. And they said no, they rejected the claim. And I was like, no, you're not going to have it. So I thought, okay, no problem. And then I got a phone call. I was at my desk at work. I was working late. And they called me and they said, they used my maiden name. Is that Miss Bonte? And I was like, oh, yeah, that's me. And normally I don't answer these calls, but for some strange reason I answered this call, and they said that they've got a couple of cases and they're reviewing cases and they just want to see if they've made the right decision. So went through the whole thing, and it was like he was almost trying to tell me to, oh, do you know who served you? Do you know what he said? Did you know you were taking out the policy? And I thought to myself, I was saying to God, well, I'm not going to lie just to get this. If it's mine, it's going to be mine. So I told him the truth. I said, this is what's happened. I don't remember who served me. But when I needed it, I gave you all the information that I needed and you didn't pay out to me. So I just wanted to know, why did this happen? He goes, okay, Ms. Bonte, I've taken the information. We'll be back to you within 3 weeks. Went to the post box. Normally I don't collect the post. I'm not a big fan of collecting the post, but I went there and I collected it. And I saw my name, I saw Ms. Bonte, opened it up and they said, okay, we've made a decision and we're going to award you this amount of money. But it was more, way, 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 way more than I ever thought. I don't even think it's a lot. So I was quite shocked, and I text Pastor Paul. I was like, Pastor Paul, I've got my mystery money. I can't believe it. I was so shocked, but yeah, I've got it now. So
praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right, can you hear me? All right, the reason why that mystery money was delayed was because she didn't think she should apply her faith to it, did she? All right, we will continue to experience mystery money in this church in the name of Jesus. It just simply means, okay, why are we going about mystery money? It's just God's way of letting us know that He can take care of you financially. All right, that's my heart desire for you, because I believe genuinely that if you can solve money issues, your faith will be released. Yeah, the problem we have with the I said, Lord, let this church be the church that money is not an issue. If you name the top 10 things, the top 2 things about churches, especially in our own cycle, right? Money is always the matter. So I said, well, let this church be different, all right? Let God settle the issue of money permanently in this church. And so, to the glory of God, from the beginning of this church to now, we have never had cause to raise money for any need in this church. And I hear the angels say, praise the Lord. Yeah, we have never had cause to raise money for any need in this church. That, you know what, we need to do this project so we don't have money. So, by the way, if God has laid it in your heart, God did not, but no. I said, Lord, I don't want to go down that line, because I don't want to be classified among, when they are mentioning people's name, nobody will ever say, I came to Gateway Chapel, I left Gateway Chapel because the pastor, they raised too much money in this church. That will never happen. 2 things you will never hear about this church. Oh, I left that church because they do too much activity. It's always conference upon conference and a guest minister upon guest minister. You will never hear that here. So this is your proper home. Why? Because I do not want anything to interfere in your search for God. Not money, not anything, not even my giftings. Amen? Praise the Lord. So continue to key in. Key in. God will settle you financially forever. That also brings me to the next point, which is, listen very carefully, your destiny is not in the hand of any man and any system. Are you listening? Your destiny is not even in the hands of your career. Are you listening? Your destiny is not even at the mercy of your skills. When God wants to bless you, God wants to bless you. Even if you have, even if you have faith or not. So what did she enjoy? She said, well, hang on a minute. Pastor Bola shared that, you know, so I can key into that. So that's her faith coming to play. Are you listening? The day your faith wakes up, that is the day you get it. Amen? The day your faith is ignited, that is the day. That is the day Jehovah shows up on your behalf. That's why we labor and keep preaching the word, preaching the word, preaching the word, because our faith will be ignited at different times. The day your faith is ignited, that is the day. She said, oh, well, I've been staying hearing about mystery money, but I said, well, okay, maybe not for me. Oh, yeah, the other last Sunday, or the other Sundays ago, friend was sharing testimony that, my phone went dead. I was going to buy a new phone, but I thought, hang on a minute. Well, this thing, my hands have been anointed. Let me even just try and apply my faith in this area. Lay my hands. The phone is still working, by the way, is it? Praise the Lord. All right, so so the day the phone starts working, we know that his faith has gone down. Ah, so that means that the day he buys a new phone, he won't tell us. All right. So, but you understand? So it's all about the principle. It doesn't matter whether the phone goes there tomorrow, but God wants to reach you. And that is his story. All right? It doesn't matter whether it doesn't matter whether the phone goes down tomorrow, but that is his story. God wants an encounter with you. He wants your faith released. This is the reason the body of Christ is established. Not because of money, not because of giftings, not because of anybody's talents, not because of my spiritual giftings. God wants to reach you. And this whole thing is about you and the Lord. It's God that called you, not the pastor. So that means that you must go after God. This is what you set out to do in the first place, and I want to encourage you to continue. The day and the ignition of your faith, right, has nothing to do with the amount of years you have spent in church. Oh, the ignition of your faith has nothing to do with the amount of sermons you have heard. Are you listening? It has nothing to do with it. Because you can come and, you know, I'm preaching right now. Somebody's thinking, my goodness, oh, did I switch off that oven at home? Has the lights gone off? Oh, as I'm preaching right now, the Bible says that the devil is stealing some people's word. As I'm preaching right now, the devil has a filter. As the word is coming, he snatches it. Okay, not in the church yet. You're from the car park. Yeah, this place is too hot for the devil to show up. All right, so for some people's mind wonders. That is you, not the devil. It's you. And there's some of you have to eat breakfast every day. But on Sunday, because you have to make first service, you didn't have breakfast. So your stomach is rumbling. So the word is being preached, your stomach is rumbling. So your stomach is distracting you. I say, I'm hungry. Then, that's it. The word has come and gone. Some people didn't even hear that testimony. Say, oh, do you remember that lady that gave that testimony about mystery money? Say, which lady? Say, first service. No, seriously, I don't know if you have been there before. Yeah. I said, you wonder, which one? Ah, that lady. Remember, her daughter was running for that. Pastor said, Tassi, hold that child. I said, hey, first service. First service. Say, yes, now, yes, yes. First service. Can't you remember? Was I in that service? Yes, you were. That was the day you and I spent at the car park. I was talking about our children. And I said, my children didn't say, I remember the children beat. But that's it. So that's so every faith content, right? I said faith is an executable program, right? The word of God is an executable program. That whole program, you don't have it. But we are physically present. It's not head count we do in church. It's face count. It's not head count. If it's head count, many of us by now, my goodness, we'll walk past the hospital. Everybody, all dead people will just rise up. Healing will jump. If it's by head count in church, any church will close down. No, seriously. If it's by head count, we go to church now. What are you talking about? We go to church. We put go in church. But that's not what counts. If God answers us by the number of times we show up in the temple, my goodness, we will decide who wins the vote. We will decide who the next pope is. I'm telling you, that's how we and God will be like this. But that's not how it works. It says, faith comes by hearing and hearing. It says it's the word in your spirit that ignites faith. But the problem is that, will you hear? Let me tell your neighbor, you have to hear the word of God. Yeah. Matthew chapter 4, verse 4. The Lord bless you this morning, my friends. This church stands for fun, friendship, fellowship, and family. So, second Sunday of every month is our friendship Sunday. That is the day we stop fighting, husband and wife, brothers and sisters, pastor and sheep. In some churches, that's an everlasting fight. But in this church, it's pastor and sheep. They are good friends. Amen. A good sheep. You are very good church members. I will never have it any other way. Praise the Lord. Can't you see I don't like going to go and preach all over the world? I just like sitting down in your company. Isn't it? Is that all nice? Yeah, exactly. Matthew 4:4. Okay, Jesus answered, "It is written, man does not live on bread alone, but on every word that comes from the mouth of God." From every word that comes from the mouth of God. From every word that comes. We live on every word that comes from the mouth of God. So we must be able to hear the word of the Lord. But unfortunately, I'm convinced that we are too easily distracted. So we rush. The rush of the modern world does not allow us to hear the word or hear the voice of God. They rush. It's interesting that on TV yesterday, they now have what they call digital detox. That's how bad the world has been. The world is now. They now have camps. Do you know what? That guy, digital detox. One bloke is charging people £200 to show up in a camp somewhere without their mobile phones. Hey, why did I think about that? Man, we can just Friday, Saturday, just put everybody overnight. Say, come and camp in our warehouse. Put this billboard out. Digital weekend, just digital day. In fact, some people now, digital hour. Just put your phone, mobile phone somewhere there. Just sit down here and just relax. That's how bad it is. So. It was on news yesterday. No, I'm not joking. I think I'm joking. I don't know if you saw it. The rest of you get a life. Come on. No, seriously. No, it's not a joke. No. Google it. Not in service. After service, Google it. Yeah. One guy came up with digital detox. So he has this camp somewhere. £200. Young people, they go in there. They say their life is too fast. They go in, they leave their mobile phone. And then, it's like in the forest. And then they just chill out without their, no interruption. See? And they are not Christians. They are confirming the word of God. And you who is a believer, we are begging you in the name of Jesus, have a quiet time. They are paid to have a quiet time. Why are you laughing? I'm not saying anything. George, it's true. Come on, look around you. This thing you are on is authentic. Christianity is authentic. People are paying. You don't believe me. I don't know if they believe me. No, I'm not. No, they think I'm joking. I'm not. Yeah, you believe. You and I, we saw it together now. No, seriously. It was on the news yesterday. People are paying to have a quiet time. And they're having a quiet time without guarantee that anybody will speak to them. I'm serious. So what did they do? They cook outdoor. And it was snowing. And we were camping out. And we were, roasting them. Pork chops and and they were happy. They were happy because they don't have no interference. They said by 20 something, a child born in a certain year will have spent 1 year of his life on TV, on games, and on mobile phone. 1 year of his life. By the age of 7, he will have spent 1 year of his life on digital products. They too now, the world now is not saying we need a quiet time, and the believer still has no clue. God has been telling you he wants to talk to you for years, but you said you are too busy. The marketplace is now telling you that you need a quiet time. The marketplace is now telling you that you need a quiet time. That's bad. That's bad. Too bad. Bad. That's bad. The market is now telling us that we need a quiet time. So they are paying to get theirs. But we are still saying we are too busy. And when they're having a quiet time, there's no expectation of divinity. But you've got Jesus. And still will not do quiet time. And it's free. This thing is too free. Too free. That is why. That has the problem. Too free. So there are so many choices. There are so many distractions. All demanding for your time that you don't have. And the attention that you have. You must hear Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So, we need to trust in our relationship with Christ. We need to trust in it. We need to trust in it. We need to spend time, set time aside to be with our Savior. Spend time aside to hear God. You must hear God. Spend time aside to hear the voice of God. How much time do you spend aside to hear the voice of God? How much time? How much time? How much time do you spend aside? How much time? Do you hear God's voice? Do you hear God's voice? That thing was a challenge for me yesterday. If somebody is paying £200 to go and sit in a forest somewhere and without guarantee that a voice will come from anywhere, without guarantee that it's divine guidance, well then what am I doing? I should hear the voice of God per second. And so you should. And that is a privilege of every Christian. You should hear the voice. Now that the market is looking for quiet time, then you need to up your game. You and I, we need to up our game. So that when they say they are going to digital detox, you say, let us go. At the end of the detox, you say, so what did you hear? You say, what do you mean, what did I hear? You say, but I heard something. Christianity is going to a new level now. I'm telling you, it's going to a new level, it's going to a new height now. So there's no room to be playing hanky-panky and doing pediatrics with your faith. No. If not, the world will come and give you a lecture. They will ask you, don't you think you should put that phone away? Yeah. Don't you think? Because some people, their phones are glued to their hands like that. They put one thing in the microwave. You know? I said, darling, the thing has destroyed marriages. Darling, you see husband and wife sit down next to each other. What is this? Is this relationship? Is that relationship? Finish. Forget Jesus. The husband that he can see, she can see. There's no relationship. Is it the one that she cannot see? The child that you can see. And then you put one. I said, what are you saying? I'm so busy. You are not busy. You are not busy. You just don't know how to prioritize your time and you don't have a sense of what is right or what is wrong. You're not busy. He said, I'm so busy. How much are you making that you're not that? Let me tell you, but you have to hear his voice. Aha, aha, aha. I read a story about a guy who is a zoologist who went to see his friend in the city. I know many of you have read that story online as well. You know, the zoologist asked the guy, he said, did you hear the sound of the cricket? The guy said, no, look at this traffic everywhere. And the guy put a coin in his pocket, brought out a coin in his pocket, threw the coin on the floor. Everybody stood still. They heard the sound of the coin. So the question is, are you tuned in to hear the voice of Jesus? Are you? Are you tuned in to hear the voice of Jesus? Do you really seek his voice? Do you really seek, I say seek his voice as a Christian? Now that the world are seeking to have quiet time. When the world were not looking for quiet time, Jesus said we should have quiet time, correct? Now that the world is doing quiet time, what are you going to do? You can be doing quiet time. Do you understand what I'm saying? When the world was not doing quiet time and they had no time to stay still and be at peace, Jesus said, have a quiet time. Right? Now that the world is paying to have quiet time, don't you have an idea the demand that Christ is putting on you? So, church, we need to grow in this faith There's no, we don't have time. We need to grow in our faith. We need to grow in our understanding of the reason we accepted Jesus. We need to grow in that understanding. Don't let anybody fake and fool you. We stand for something. We stand for something. We need to grow in that thing. We need to grow in the spiritual choice and decision that we have made. We need to grow in it. We need to grow in understanding. We can't keep behaving like children in faith. No, there's a reason why we got saved, right? And we want to make good that reason till we die. Till we die. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. So do you really seek his voice? And when you seek his voice, what are you listening for? The zoologists listen out to the sound of the cricket. Those in the city listen out to the sound of the coins. It's ka-ching, ka-ching, ka-ching. What are you listening out for? Ka-ching or the voice of Jesus? For some people, the only thing they listen out for is money. Where I come from is money. Everything must translate to money. The blood of Jesus must translate to money. Church must, everything. Healing must, money. Prophecy equals money. Everything equals money. They listen out for money. Not in England. Not in Africa, where I come from, my nation. Not in Africa. I'm from a heavenly nation called Amidala. Praise the Lord. It's money. Money rules. It's only the money. When you are asking for help where I come from, they don't hear you. Exactly. By the time you put your hand in your wallet, they say, so what were you saying again? Oh, yeah. So did I miss something? What were you saying again? I was saying that, and then they're looking at your wallet. Yes. Even in the churches in the churches in the nation where I come from, in my nation of Amidala, it's church. You say, Pastor, I'm dying. Professor, I'm a man of God. You say, How much? How much? That's why God will deliver my nation, Amidala. That's why we're not on the map. Don't go and Google Amidala. You won't find it on the map. Amen? We hear what we want to hear. Knowingly or unknowingly, we all make choices of who we are listening to. Are you listening? Knowingly or unknowingly, we all make choices based on who we are listening to. All right? We hear what we want to hear. Every man hears what you want to hear. Are you listening? Even when people come to me for prayers, right? someone came to me the other day and said, Pastor, I want you to pray for me. I said, okay. And I need your advice. I said, well, I have two hearts when I give advice. I said, the first advice, I said, I can wear the heart of a pastor or I wear the heart of a father. I said, which one do you want? Yeah. I said, yes, well, but choices, isn't it? Yeah. I said, what's the difference? I said, you will see the difference in a minute. Yeah. So he said, but I think you, I want both. I said, well, I'm sitting out here with you right now. Decide, do you want the advice of your pastor or you want the advice of a spiritual father? I said, there are two different ball games. He said, He said, okay, how does the advice of the pastor go? I said, here it goes. I said, oh, you are blessed. We need to pray about this and see what God is saying. I said, I don't know if you've been thinking about certain things about this matter before. Have you prayed about it? He said, okay, I'll be praying with you. And I'll be praying along with you. And we will see what God will do. If God has laid anything in your heart about this area, do you want to share it with me? I said, okay. That's how they had the advice of the pastor. So, do you have any natural tendencies about these things you've talked about now? Let me go back and seek the face of the Lord, and I will get back to you. Right? That is pastor. I said, but concerning this thing you've asked me now. So I now kept quiet. So we're looking at each other. Then she said, is that all? I said, yeah, that's my pastoral advice for you. He said, oh, what about father? I said, oh, you want my advice as a father? He said, yeah. He said, yes, okay. Let me remove my hat. So I did like this. I said, no. Don't even think about it. This thing will destroy you, will take you out, and I can guarantee you, if you allow me to anoint your head with oil right now, in the next 3 days, you'll see what will happen. I said, yes. So I said, you are blessed. She said, Pastor, anoint me with oil. I said, okay. I said, as a pastor or as a father? She said, I think as a father. I said, are you sure? She said, yes. I said, okay, Pastor Bola, let me have the anointing oil. And I put, and I, it's 60 seconds prayer. By day 3, phone call. Pastor, 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 pastor. I said, have you seen what I said? Pastor, pastor, pastor. I said, no, that's daddy. That's daddy. Pastors don't get that kind of result. Pastors do not get that kind of result. That's daddy, daddy, daddy. Yes, pastor, daddy, pastor, daddy. The choice is always yours. You will always hear what you want to hear. Many of us want to be told what we want to hear. Amen? Praise the Lord. I made a covenant with the Lord. I will never tell anybody what they want to hear when I'm preaching. Amen? Praise the Lord. If you don't like it, go look for the man who will tell you what you want to hear. And there are many of them. My goodness. Buy one, get one free. Oh. Jesus said, John 10. Look at verse 25. It says, Jesus said, answer them, I did tell you, but you did not believe. The miracles I do in my Father's name speak for me. Next verse, quickly. Yeah? But you do not believe because you are not... You do not believe because you are not what? So what do sheep do? They believe. He said, you do not believe because you are not my sheep. So what do sheep do? Sheep believe. Next verse. Listen to this. Yeah. My sheep listen to my voice, not they may. My sheep hear my voice. I know them and they follow me. My sheep hear my voice. My sheep hear my voice. They listen. They listen to my voice. It's not maybe. No, they listen. They listen. My sheep hear my voice. They hear. They hear. Not they may hear or they will hear. My sheep hear my voice and I know them. I know my sheep and they do one thing. They follow me. So if you are not hearing his voice, let us find out. We have to find out. We have to find out. Maybe because, you know, goats look like sheep. In the animal kingdom, if you're not sure, you know, if you see head, you know, goats head like sheep head. If you are not hearing, you need to go and find out. Go and find out. Go and find out whether your mutation was complete. Go and find out. Go and find out, because the price of salvation is mutation, isn't it? We mutate into, so we grow in Christ. So it's a gradual process. We change. First of all, we believe with our mind. We confess with our mouth, and then we change. That whole process. Some stop it halfway. So they are half Christians, half they think in their reasoning. They are half they hear partially. Because their mutation was not complete. They are in church, but their soul is in the world. They did not make full conversion. Are you listening? So by day, they are one thing. By night, they are something else. Their mutation, their conversion, the process was not complete. They sabotaged the process before they were completed. Does that make sense? For example, Pastor, what do you mean? And some will say, we have a three weeks discipleship class, right? They will do 2 weeks. Isn't it? They do 2 weeks. They do 2 weeks. Yeah. You say we have 4 weeks, two days teaching for water baptism, for example. They've been doing that water baptism for the past 5 years. They will do 1 hour the next two, next day. And thank God for our principal here. If you miss one class, you have to go back again. Yes. If you don't complete, you have to go back again. And go back again. See? So it's not complete. It's not complete. So people hear you here partially. He said, but listen, if you are listen very, very carefully, church. Listen very carefully. Listen, listen. How many times would I say listen, listen? I feel like I should just take this thing and bang it to people's head. We test these things, right? You don't have it, you don't have it. Wale. We can't fake it. You don't know how to, you don't hear him, you don't hear him. You can't fake it. And it's self-diagnostics. What's the grammar again? Self-diagnosis, eh? Thank you. Right? It's self. I can't audit you. It's self-audit. So the only person you will fool is you. You can fool me. I have my life to live. Are they coming to live your life? No. I want to make heaven and I want to live like a king on earth. I'm a brother like you. Yeah, so this is self. What do you call that word again? And diagnosis. Okay, I'm an accountant, I'm not a doctor. Self audit. Audit is better. What's the all these doctors who just confuse everybody said, you know. Yeah, it's self audit. He said, examine yourself. He said, do you know the number of times the Bible says examine yourself? It didn't say allow the pastor to examine you. No. My job is to love you and teach you the word. My job is, if you say you are not doing, you say you are not doing, okay. If you say you want to do, okay. If you say you are going to do a 50-50, it's okay. You want to call a friend, it's okay. Anyway, you want to do, it's okay. It's okay. My job is not that. No, I will never condemn you. My job is not to condemn you. My job is to love you. Because you are a brilliant person. You are an adult. You say who, you say when, you say how. You decide if you want to decide. You can be alone to yourself. It's okay. Everybody, whatever life you choose, you will pay the price for it. Yeah. You will pay, not me. Right? Even when you are paying the price, my job is still to love you when you are paying the price. Sorry. Okay. I will pray about this. And I'll be praying for you. Is that what you want? No. Don't let anybody. You sit down. My sheep, hear my voice. If you are not hearing, go and find out why you are not hearing. Come on. Come on. Find out why it's not happening. Find out where the blockage is. The Bible tells us that this in parable of a sower. It says, if a sower went to sow the word. It said, the devil came and stole the word from them. It's a year of the word. It's a year of his word. It's a year of his word. And the devil's job is to steal that word from you. If God is instructing you and you don't know how to hear his voice, my friend, you're in big trouble. In big trouble. And so my sheep, they hear my voice. They hear my voice. And listen, say, and I know them. I know them. I know them. I'm not the one. You can't play. You can't play to me. You can't. Listen very carefully. As a member of Gateway Chapel, I love you anyway. You don't have to try and please me. I love you anyway, unconditionally. You don't have to. You don't have to please me. You don't have to, you know. Now that's why you see, your church, your pastor is. You want me. You have me. You have me already. There's no what do you call that thing? Scarce tactics. You know, scare tactics. No, scarce. What do you call it? Not the scarce. Yeah. Scarcity. Pastor doesn't have a time for you. You know, he's so busy. What is he busy doing? He's so busy. You have to go. You can't see him now. I'll give me 25 years notice. Okay. What utter rubbish, man. You look at the car park. Come on, smell the car park. Stop on my car. I'll see you. You want to go with me? Hop into the car. Let's go home. Let's go have lunch. It's as simple as that. Are you listening? Exactly. You hear what you want to hear. Yeah? You hear. We want his guidance in our decision so we can make proper choices. Huh? So knowing the voice of God results in finding the will of God. You must know the voice of God. If you don't know the voice of God or hear the voice of God, how will you find the will of God? We'll continue the third service. Let's go to our feet and close service. Heavenly Father, we just thank you. We bless your holy name. We give you all the glory. We adore you. We say we worship you. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to put both hands over your ears. I want you to pray with you. Put both hands. Heavenly Father, I thank you for your children. I declare over them, O God, that they will hear your voice in the name of Jesus. The voice of a stranger, they will not hear. The voice of a stranger, they will not respond to. In the name of Jesus, cause their ears, their spiritual ears, to be open right now, according to your word, that they will hear a voice behind them telling them which way to go. Father, I ask, oh God, in the name of Jesus, that you will lead and guide them in the mighty name of Jesus. They will not miss it. They will choose, and they will choose for you. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.